This morning, what is it in church history? Well, it's called Palm Sunday, and we have palms this morning. Palms were used in pre-Christian times as a symbol of victory. So when Jesus was here, the palms were used again as he made his triumphal ride into Jerusalem. It is a symbol of triumph, of victory in the war waged by the Spirit against the flesh. It's a symbol of that. And who won that war? Jesus, a long time ago. And we just have to give in to his victory, right? We don't have to do it. We need to give in to his victory and his overcoming that he empowers us with as we turn to him. It was a custom in the Near East to cover the path of someone who was worthy of great honor. So they would throw either clothes down or palm branches down for that person to either ride a horse or walk in that path, something for them to put their feet on. And it's interesting because instead of coming in on a great white gorgeous horse, as he will in Revelations, he humbled himself and rode on a donkey. I think that's really precious, and we need to remember that. Jesus, though he was the king, he was humble enough to ride in triumphal victory on the back of a donkey. As he was coming in, they shouted, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" And that means save now. Yes, Jesus, save now. We can still say that today. I love it when we sing songs with the word Hosanna in it because it's just something just rises up in me. Yes, Lord, that's what it's all about. Save now. Our scriptures that we're going to read today, we're going to read one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, and another one from the New Testament. I'm going to read from Zechariah, which prophesies what's going to happen in the New Testament. Now we're going to read the actual happening in the New Testament. And then we're going to read from the New Testament what's going to happen. And as we read, you know, as I was preparing this morning, I read the Old Testament part and I thought, yes, that's going to happen. And then I read the New Testament part in the Gospel of John where it actually is happening, and that's great. But man, when I read the verse from Revelation, yes! And it's going to happen again, and you and I are going to get to be a part of it. And we're going to have these things in our hands, it says again. I don't know where they're coming from, but we're going to have these. So plant one of these in your yard. Go to Allison's nursery and see if you can get, Allison, you need to start having palms, little palm plants, you know, because it says we will. In the days to come, we will be raising palm branches again. We are going to fulfill prophecy. Let's stand and let's say these scriptures together. Rejoice greatly, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble. Riding on a donkey, even on a donkey's colt. They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him. They cheered, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name." Yes, the King of Israel, Jesus, found a young donkey and sat on it, fulfilling prophecy. I looked again, I saw a huge crowd, too huge to count. Everyone was there, all nations and tribes and races and languages, and they were standing dressed in white robes, waving palm branches, standing before the throne and the Lamb. Let's go to worship today and really, really worship. We'll be handing out palm branches so we can all have them to wave. We're in practice for that. We're just practicing for that last scripture.